Welcome to another episode of Happy Being Well. We have another exciting episode. We're going to be talking about visualization and how we can use visualization to improve our motivation, change our attitudes, help us relax to release stress and anxiety, and how we can use other senses as well. But before we dive deep, here's a message from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by HappyBeingWell.com. HappyBeingWell.com carries the best selection of natural products for your self-care pleasures, including high-fashion, high-comfort yoga leggings, crystals, sage, natural candles, natural soaps, natural face masks, and more. Go to HappyBeingWell.com to subscribe to our newsletter and get 10% off your purchase, including free shipping in the USA.
Welcome back. So I particularly love visualization. It's one of my favorite techniques because it's straight away, once you visualize something, it's straight away affects how you feel, how your body feels. You know, you can even try a little exercise by closing your eyes and visualizing a lemon and putting that lemon, eating a slice of lemon. And all of a sudden you will feel that you will salivate. You know, your body has a reaction just by the visualization, because the subconscious mind does not recognize the difference between using your imagination to visualize something or something happening physically in real time, in the physical. So visualization is a popular technique that harnesses the imagination to deal with stress, improve motivation, and change negative attitudes. It's an important part of many relaxation therapies, and it is used by athletes. Through imagining sights, sounds, tastes, or smells, you can use positive thinking to restore and maintain good health and wellness. You will probably need to practice for 15 to 20 minutes a day, either first thing in the morning or last thing at night. As you become more skilled, you should be able to do it for just a few minutes at a time. Choose a quiet, comfortable place where you won't be disturbed. Breathe slowly and try to relax your body. Then focus on your chosen image. It helps to repeat positive affirmations as you do this, such as, I feel relaxed. You can perform this exercise in times of stress, and it will help you gain control of a difficult or challenging situation. Now visualize a calm, beautiful scene, real or imaginary, to help you relax. Suitable images include a peaceful garden, a beach, or a room. Try to incorporate sounds, smells, and sights of the scene and soak up the atmosphere until you feel truly relaxed. Most people experience some degree of nerves or panic before important occasions. Using visualization can help you feel more in control. For example, for several days before the event, anticipate dealing successfully with a job interview or imagine the round of applause after public speaking, and the affirmation will take root in your subconscious. Imagery can also be used to overcome stress. Think of an image that you associate with tension, such as a thunderstorm, and replace it with something calming, like a rainbow. Color can have a profound effect on your mood, vitality, and well-being. Yellows and reds are stimulating. Blues and greens are calming. You can use different colors to improve your physical, emotional, and spiritual health, generally by shining colored lights onto your body. We're going to go through an exercise using color visualization to calm the mind and help you relax. So sit comfortably with your eyes closed. Imagine a ball of golden light just above your head. Visualize the ball of light slowly descending through your head until it fills your entire body. Imagine that this light is cleansing and healing your spirit. Repeat visualizing a ball of red light. Continue slowly through the color spectrum: orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet until you feel completely relaxed. The therapeutic potential of adding music and sounds has long been recognized. Sound waves vibrate at a different frequency and have emotional and physical effects, affecting your mood, heart rate, breathing, and even prompting the release of endorphins. Whether or not you can sing in tune, the very act of singing releases tension and encourages you to breathe deeply and rhythmically. Making or responding to music can connect you directly to your inner self, enabling you to express profound emotions. Soft, quiet music will calm you down, while loud music stirs the soul. You can make your own relaxation tape, or you can buy one. Choose a gentle, relaxing piece of music lasting for at least 10 minutes that you can associate with pleasant memories. Add sounds of nature if you like, for example, a bird song, a breeze rustling through the trees, or the sounds of the sea. Choose a quiet room to relax in. Sit or lie down, close your eyes, and play the tape. Try to match the rhythm of your breathing to that of the music, and conjure up pleasant mental images as you do so. Listen to the tape once a day if possible, and soon you will be able to use the memory of this music to calm you down in times of stress. Therapeutic touch is one of the surest ways of soothing stress. Stroking a cat or giving someone a hug can be effective and soothing. For a quick relief of stress, sit quietly for a moment with your index finger touching the thumb of the same hand. Massage is another tried and tested way of relaxing and alleviating stress. You can give yourself a hand massage, a neck massage, a shoulder massage. Using the sense of smell. Different aromas can lift your mood and make you feel better about yourself. Smell molecules travel along the olfactory pathways and directly into the limbic system, which is the part of the brain that controls memories, instincts, and vital functions. For this reason, some smells are intensely stimulating and can conjure up vivid scenes from nearly forgotten memories. Aromatherapy oils are used in a number of ways to aid in relaxation. You can simply put some, for example, lavender is very calming. You can put lavender oil into an aromatherapy diffuser. And this smell of lavender will calm your nervous system down. It's very relaxing. And you can pick up these essential oils and aromatherapy diffusers and incense at happybeingwell.com and subscribe to Happy Being Well's email newsletter to get 10% off all meditation products. You can also use the memory of scent and its powers of association to help you stay calm and relaxed during times of stress. Think about your favorite smells. Oranges, your favorite flowers, and you will instantly feel happier, more carefree, and more relaxed. You can be creative with your relaxation activities, such as painting, drawing, and sculpting are excellent outlets for your emotions and can be deeply relaxing. Talent is not an issue. You do not need to produce a good work of art. The mere act of performing an activity that is creative rather than a chore is relaxing in itself. Let yourself become aware of the different textures and aromas of the art media you are using, whether paints, crayons, chalks, or clay, and enjoy the experience. Visiting an art gallery can also be relaxing, particularly if you find a favorite picture or painting that has special associations for you. Go during a quiet time of day when you can sit and contemplate a piece of art without being disturbed. And I will also say this, some people can find cleaning the house very relaxing because it's something that you does not require conscious thinking. So it's a form of meditation. So just wanted to add that in. And if you guys enjoyed this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And this podcast is sponsored by happybeingwell.com. Subscribe to Happy Being Well's email newsletter for 10% off all products, free shipping in the USA. I hope you guys have an empowered, awesome day, sending lots of love, light, and blessings.